Breaking news. Hello, everyone. I'm Derek Holmes. I'm the ambassador for KBBG. I know that many of you may have heard about the past sheriff's sale that was supposed to commence on April 2nd. Well, there's been several things that went on that you need to know about as our listeners. The number one thing is that DePaco Credit Union, who had the loan for KBBG for $100,000 for quite a while now, sold an active loan to a debt collecting company, Red Hills, and gave them the first lien position after KBBG had successfully paid 11 months in a row on the actual loan itself, after resurrecting it over a year ago. Also, Regions Bank had a default hearing for a previous loan, and they never did have anyone served properly at the KBBG office. None of the members, none of the executives or anything, and the default hearing went forth with anybody not being there. What you'll find out that's really interesting is that both Regions Bank, who had the second lien position, and DePaco Credit Union, who had the first lien position, actually both sold their debt. One was a loan, one was debt, to this debt collecting company, Red Hills. We have a letter from DePaco Credit Union right before they actually sold an active loan. Let me read that and then I'll back you back in to what's happening. This is from Julie Hoffman, who is the senior member of Solutions Mortgage Consultant for DePaco Credit Union in Dubuque. She wrote this letter as a support letter for KBBG to go out and garner relationships with universities, corporations, etc., etc. It reads, "Dear Sir or Madam, DePaco has a mortgage dated 09-19-2018 and a note dated 08-22-2022. The current payoff amount is $97,063, with a monthly payment of $685.44 due on the 22nd of each month. Through the unfortunate passing of Gloria Holmes and the subsequent transaction of ownership between Derek and Corey, DePaco lost communications from 9/26 to 2023 through 2/16/2024. DePaco did not know who to contact, and so the lapse in communication took place. However, as soon as Derek and Corey contacted DePaco, Derek immediately brought the loan current and has made monthly payments thereafter to a satisfactory manner. DePaco is first lien holder. DePaco is briefly aware of Regions Bank filing a money judgment action and receiving a judgment on 9/26/2024. Regions has a lien on the property, but has not elected foreclosure since DePaco is the first lien holder, and I'm assuming didn't want to pay DePaco's lien off. On a personal note, Derek is my point of contact. Derek is a pleasure to work with and a man of his word. I have enjoyed countless conversations on his passion for Afro-American Community Broadcasting Company and the future for the community. Please let me know if you have any additional questions. Julie R. Hoffman, Senior Member, Solutions Mortgage Consultant, DePaco Community Credit Union." Approximately 90 days or less after that letter was written, Julie Hoffman and DePaco Credit Union sold our active loan as debt to Red Hills Collecting Company for pennies on the dollar. Again, Regions Bank had also sold their second lien position. DePaco was well aware if they sold this loan, which they sold as debt, that it would put Red Hills in position to foreclose on us and do a share sale because they now had the first and second lien position. We hired one of the top attorneys in the country who stopped the share sale that was supposed to happen and commence on the 2nd of April. We are now waiting for a ruling from the judge because we have identified possible collusion, possible bad dealings, and fraud. So we're waiting to get that back. We absolutely are going to continue to have this radio station, and things are going to work out. We've done everything right. We spent a lot of money from our own pockets to bring this station back up for the community. In the future, we'll probably need your help because there's a lot that's going to be happening in order for us to be able to stay up on what we need to secure this station. Right now, it looks like a conspiracy that's spilling over from so many other things that's going on politically for them to take this voice from our community by taking KBBG. The letter you'll be able to read, it'll be posted later this afternoon on KBBG's Facebook page so you can see it for yourself. We'd like to thank you for all of your listening support, and we wanted to make sure we had a journalistic responsibility to let you know what was going on and what happens in general. This time is happening to us. Again, I'm Derek Holmes, and you'll be hearing a lot more in the future about this particular matter. Thank you for your support, and have a great day.